Good morning, X to you. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Chris Jansen. How are you?
Chris Jansen! Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
First off, congrats on the success of your latest number one single, Done.
Well, thank you very much. It's my favorite song, man, and it's a huge blessing, especially right now. It's been the one thing in music that I have been able to hang on to in a very positive light and just be very smiley about. So I appreciate it very much.
Okay, with all the success and all the great songs you've written, why is this your favorite one?
It's just a true story about my wife. It's kind of like you hear people say it's the song I always wanted to write. Mm-hmm. It is the song I always wanted to write. It's true, front to back. You know, we live in that house on the hill with a four plank fence around it. Every single part of the imagery of that song is absolutely true, and I just love it for that reason. It's a tempo love song on the radio that worked, and I just don't know for it.
Yes, thank you very much for that as well. We appreciate it. So you have obviously a home with wife and your kids. Is everyone staying occupied during this whole quarantine thing?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Everybody's doing great. You know, we're occupational people anyway. When we're touring, when we're not touring, vice versa, no big deal. I mean, we're just, you know, we get up every day. If we wake up, if we're fortunate enough to do that, this goes for you too, then we're blessed to be alive, you know? And so we just kind of look at it that way and just see what the day brings. It's been just fine around the Jansen household. We've been finding things to do and doing things that we said we wanted to do for the last 5 years and haven't made time to do. So all right.
You're right. There's a bit of silver lining to it. I know there's a great picture on Bass Pro Shops website of you and your son fishing, because I know you're part of this Gone Fishing initiative. Have you guys gotten out at all?
Absolutely. Yes. And thank you, by the way. Love that photo. And we fish like every day. We fish every day anyway, though, you know, so it's just something that we do. And whether it be just me and Jesse or all my kids or some or both or whatever, or three of them or four of them or two of them, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be out there anyway, and likely they are as well. And so we enjoy doing it. It's a great pastime, and it's fun, you know. And so I built this pond for the kids last year and finally got it right, thank God. So it takes a little while. I'm not an expert or anything, and I've never built a pond before. And it's like anybody listening out there who's built one, and you know the hardships of it and the money pit of it. So sure. It is what it is. We're having a good time.
Yeah. Hey, you're learning new things, right?
Yeah.
And you are still somewhat able to perform. I know you've got a drive-in show coming up with Jordan Davis and Mitchell Tenpenny in a few weeks. You've been doing some virtual stuff. Are you getting used to this at all?
Yeah, by the way, I just found out about that too, so it's news to me too. But yes, you know, it's fine. I mean, it's obviously slower than I'd like it to be, and I look forward to the time that we can kick back into gear. And you know, the interesting thing is, I really believe in my heart, like, once it does kick back, it's going to be right back to the same grind that we left, you know, like when the key shut off. So you know, we better enjoy this time right now that we're getting, and may not ever get it again. So
yeah. Well, thank you for entertaining us during this time, and I'm going to finish with we need some facial hair advice. Now, we mentioned Jordan Davis. I know nobody rocks the beard like Jordan Davis beard, but you've always got some good scruff going on. So I want to, number one, how is that looking? You trimming it at all, or is it Jordan Davis-ish now?
It's going good. I wish it could get as good as Jordan Davis. Honestly, I really do. If I could have a beard like that, it would be touching the floor. But it took 34 years to get this beard, and I'm pretty proud of it. I don't plan on cutting it until I die, so then it'll just quit growing anyway. So I don't plan on cutting it. I did think about going straight mustache for a little bit. My wife was like, no way, absolutely not, like, no way. And so I like it. I like getting loved on, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
And so the beard is what it is, you know. It's like all my friends call me Grizzly Adams, and they think they're being smart, but I take that as a great compliment. I'm like, yes, you're welcome. Thank you very much. I mean, I just figure that someday I would just want to be like Father Time meets Kris Kristofferson meets Phil Robertson. Like, that's what I want to be.
So that's
kind of, those are kind of my old guy ambitions.
Okay. Because our producer, Donnie, he's always clean-shaven baby-faced, and he just started trying to grow it out, so he's maybe 2 weeks in, and he can't stand it. So how long does he have to wait before it's not annoying him?
Yeah, well, it's awkward until it's there. I mean, I don't care what phase of the beard it's in. It's just awkward. It's awkward looking.
Yeah, it's like prickly. Everything. His wife doesn't like it right now.
It's strange. It's a strange looking thing before it's an actual beard. So, and sometimes it looks really strange when it becomes a beard. But anyway, I don't think it ever. You're never really going to get past that part. In my best advice, you just kind of deal with it. It's a mission, you know. If you're going to have a beard or get a beard or even want a beard, like I had to. For me, it was like just starting out with the thought of I want one because I just never could grow a beard. I don't know why, but I just don't really come from a family of like hairy faced people.
You know? Well, Chris Jansen, we look forward to seeing your, you know, werewolf look or whatever you have when you actually are allowed to tour and come back to Philly again. Congrats on all the success of the single Done.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to speak with you.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.